I'm Phil Nee with news. Iowa County Sheriff Michael W. Peterson reports Friday afternoon at approximately 12:45, the Iowa County 911 Communications Center received multiple emergency calls reporting a serious motor vehicle crash involving a semi-truck and a pickup truck at the intersection of U.S. Highway 18-151 and County Trunk Highway K in the township of Brigham. Emergency personnel from multiple agencies were dispatched and arrived on scene within moments. The investigation indicates that a semi-truck was traveling westbound on U.S. Highway 18-151 when a pickup truck traveling southbound on County Highway K failed to stop at the intersection. The resulting collision led to a fatality. The driver of the pickup truck, identified as David Glessing, age 70 of Black Earth, was pronounced deceased at the scene by Iowa County Coroner Wendell Hamlin. The driver of the semi-truck was identified as Tishy Champagne, age 45 of Stockton, California. This marks Iowa County's fifth traffic fatality of 2025 and the second fatal crash at this intersection in just over 2 weeks. The crash remains under investigation by the Iowa County Sheriff's Office with assistance from the Wisconsin State Patrol. In response to public concern of the dangerous County Highway K, U.S. Highway 18-151 intersection, a joint public meeting will be held Tuesday morning at 10 at the Barneveld Brigham Municipal Building. Representatives from the Village of Barneveld Board, Town of Brigham Board, Barneveld Area Rescue Squad, Barneveld Brigham Fire Department, Iowa County, and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation will be present to discuss the intersection. Please note that while the public may attend, public comment will not be taken during this meeting. However, attendees will have the opportunity to hear directly from the Wisconsin DOT regarding this issue. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers says every American should be concerned about chilling suggestions from President Donald Trump's top border advisor that he could be arrested over guidance the Democrat issued to state employees about what to do if confronted by federal immigration agents. Evers said Friday in the extraordinary video that he is not afraid or discouraged after the comments from Trump administration official Tom Holman. Holman told reporters, "Wait to see what's coming," when asked about the Evers memo on Thursday. The Evers guidance told state workers what to do if officers with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement show up at their offices. Governor Tony Evers has ordered the flags of the United States and the state of Wisconsin to be flown at half-staff Sunday as a mark of respect for the firefighters of Wisconsin who have given their lives in the line of duty. This is part of National Fallen Firefighters Memorial Weekend. A report from the Wisconsin Realtors Association found Wisconsin home sales were down by over 10% in March compared to March of 2024. According to the report, some of the driving causes of the decreasing home sales include a low supply of homes and increasing prices. The average price of a home in the state rose to over $300,000 this quarter, an over 7% increase over the first quarter of 2024. Organization officials also say high mortgage rates are making people less likely to put their homes on the market. Also, outside investigations into the leak of a Wisconsin Supreme Court draft order agreeing to hear a lawsuit challenging the 1849 law banning abortion failed to turn up on the source. According to a report released this week, investigators interviewed over 60 people and reviewed computer records in their effort to identify the leak. It also claims computer usage data from between June 13th, when the order was drafted, and June 26th, when Wisconsin Watch published a story on the order was missing. Investigators found no evidence of an external breach. Bond was set at $1 million this week for a Dane County woman charged with killing her mother. Prosecutors on Wednesday filed a first-degree murder charge against 31-year-old Sierra Schoonover. Police were called to a Blue Mounds home on April 14th for a report of two women fighting in a driveway. Police found 54-year-old Heather Schoonover in a bathroom with multiple stab wounds while Sierra fled the scene but ended up crashing her vehicle. Sierra did admit to authorities that she killed her mother but also made comments that she thought she was in a simulation or the Matrix. A competency exam has been ordered. The Richland Center High School Bands will present a spring concert coming up Monday, featuring groups, the Freshman Concert Band and the Symphonic Band. The concert band will open with the Liberty Bell. They also perform Overture for Winds. The Symphonic Band will perform Aperto Rocco, along with Second Suite in F by Gustav Holst, and Africa Ceremony Song and Ritual by Robert W. Smith. The spring concert also marks the final formal concert performance for graduating seniors. The seniors will receive special recognition during the concert. The top band awards will also be presented during the concert. The Richland Center High School Bands cordially invite you to enjoy an evening of quality band music and to help them celebrate the many successes of the band students. The concert will be held Monday night in the Richland Center High School Auditorium at 7:30. Cost of admission will be $5. Senior citizens will be admitted for free. You can also see the concert and symphonic bands compete at the District Large Group Competition Saturday morning, May 10th at Richland Center High School. The symphonic band will perform at 8 o'clock and the concert band will perform at 8:55.